This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukraine continues to prepare to restart grain exports from its Black Sea ports despite a Russian missile strike that hit the port of Odessa on Saturday. That's according to the Ukrainian infrastructure minister. Russian missiles hit the southern port of Odessa, according to the Ukrainian military, threatening a landmark deal signed just the day before to unblock grain exports from Black Sea ports and ease global food shortages caused by the war. The deal signed on Friday by Moscow and Kyiv and mediated by the United Nations and Turkey was hailed as a breakthrough after nearly 5 months of punishing fighting since Russia invaded its neighbor. It is seen as crucial to curbing soaring global food prices by allowing grain exports to be shipped from Black Sea ports, including Odessa. Former British Finance Minister Rishi Sunak, one of two remaining candidates to become Britain's next prime minister on Saturday, described himself as the underdog in the contest. Sunak's resignation helped trigger a revolt that saw Prime Minister Boris Johnson agree to step down after a series of scandals. Members of the ruling Conservative Party will vote for a successor over the summer, with an announcement due on September 5th. Members of a World Health Organization or WHO expert group are split over whether the monkeypox outbreak represents a global health emergency, but the agency's director general may still issue the maximum alert on Saturday. Two sources close to the decision told media the committee, which met on Thursday, provides advice to the WHO director general, who is responsible for making the final decision over whether to declare a global health emergency. For more stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A powerful body headed by a militia leader accused of war crimes has been implicated in several abuses against migrants in conflict-scarred Libya. Migrants say the government-funded Stability Support Authority, or SSA, detained them in abysmal conditions and tortured them. The accusations raise further questions over European support for Libyan authorities' interception of migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean. The SSA is a grouping of militias that has come to rival in strength the official anti-migrant agencies like the Coast Guard and Navy, but it stands outside of the scrutiny of the UN and EU, which have been unable to access the prison where it holds captured migrants. Hundreds of protesters gathered in central Tunis on Saturday to demonstrate against a referendum to be held on Monday on a new constitution that they reject as illegal. The current president published the draft constitution, giving himself far more powers, reducing the role of the parliament and the judiciary, and removing most checks on power. He released it less than a month ago. The European Union needs a new strategy on the war in Ukraine, as sanctions against Moscow have not worked. Hungarian President Viktor Orban said on Saturday in a speech in Romania, these were his words. A new strategy is needed, which should focus on peace talks and drafting a good peace proposal instead of winning the war. Portugal is analyzing the citizenship applications of two Russian oligarchs, one of whom is under U.S. sanctions, the government said, as a law granting passports to descendants of Sephardic Jews faces growing scrutiny. Russian-Israeli diamond oligarch Lev Leviev and Russian property developer God Nisanov are the latest high-profile Russians known to have applied for citizenship under the legislation. Pakistan's polio count for the year has risen to 13, with one case reported on Friday as the South Asian nation looks to contain a disease mostly eradicated elsewhere, according to officials. The latest case was found in a northwestern province and involved an 18-month-old boy reported to be undernourished, the health ministry said in a statement. North Korea on Saturday condemned remarks by a senior White House official about Pyongyang's cyber attack capabilities and said it would continue to stand against what it called U.S. aggression towards it. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.